The National Hurricane Center is now calling Florence a post-tropical cyclone as it moves through states in the Northeast. But in the Carolinas, people are coping with deadly flooding, as well as power outages and road closures. And for riverfront communities, the worst flood damage may be yet to come. NPR's Sarah McCammon is reporting from Fayetteville, North Carolina, where the Cape Fear River is expected to crest as high as 62 feet within a day. She joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there.
What are you seeing in Fayetteville right now?
So we've been here for a couple of days now, and just in the last 24 hours or so, the Cape Fear River, which runs through the city, this is a city in central North Carolina, a couple hundred thousand people. It's risen substantially. I mean, visibly, you could see space between the water and the bridges yesterday morning. This morning, at least one of those bridges, the water was right up to it, and debris was starting to sort of accumulate on one side. I met a woman this morning who was among the thousand, well, really at least a couple thousand people who are under an evacuation order. She's left her home and is staying with relatives in the area. Her name's Adrienne Murphy, and she said she'd been back to her neighborhood just to kind of check in.
All is well. Everyone has moved from the neighborhood. Everyone has evacuated and have gone to higher shelter or gone to a shelter or to a family member's home. So we are prepared because we were affected in Matthew.
So she's ready. She's taking care of her elderly mother. But she said she is worried about what's going to happen here in Fayetteville and across North Carolina. The several rivers, about 14 rivers have already crested across the state, and another 16 or so, or I may have that backwards, but we're talking like 15 or so rivers have either crested or are going to in the coming days. And this is, of course, days after the hurricane made landfall. The effects are still being felt.
Yeah, well, it was good to hear her, Adrienne Murphy, say all is good, because Wilmington was cut off, of course, by the flood waters over the weekend, as you know, and now emergency workers are distributing food and supplies there. The sun is shining. Temperatures we hear are up in the 80s, but the warm temperatures can create problems of their own. What are the biggest risks?
Yeah, so it's really difficult. I mean, I was listening to Governor Roy Cooper, North Carolina governor, speak around noon today, and he was talking about the fact that some places are digging out, while other places, like here in Fayetteville, the worst is yet to come. Wilmington does remain a place with a lot of problems. There have been lots of road closures around that area. That is more of a coastal community. Where I am is more inland, and I know that they've been working, rescuers have been getting working to get supplies to that area, but all the major warnings about driving are really concentrated around the Wilmington area and really also much of central North Carolina because, again, water continues to rise in some places, while in others, people are just beginning to assess the damage.
And briefly, Sarah, if you can describe what you've seen, especially around the Cape Fear River on the ground there, what are you seeing?
Just a lot of hurry up and wait. You know, they've fortunately had days to prepare for this because there have been warnings for a long time, and it's water coming from the upstream areas and the rivers filtering down